For those of you who have a seat, you may be seated. Now, Dr. Stephen Lawson, president and founder of One Passion Ministries and a long-time friend of Eric and Isabel, is going to say a few words and lead us in prayer.
Well, I have come from the United States, and there is no way that I would not be here today. If I had to swim the Atlantic Ocean, I would be here. Outside of my own family, I do not know of anyone who has supported me and served me more than Eric Lindsay. And I would certainly include Isabel in that as well. Eric was a servant. I've never known anyone to so selflessly and sacrificially give himself to other people the way Eric Lindsay did. Eric Lindsay was a true Christian. He was born again. He knew the Lord. He walked with Christ. He was a man of prayer. He loved the Word of God. And because he loved the Word of God, he had a special love for preachers of the Word of God. I first met Eric in Los Angeles at a large pastor's conference where I was preaching. And Eric came up and introduced himself to me. I had already heard about Eric Lindsay through the widow of one of the greatest preachers of the 20th century, James Montgomery Boyce. And Eric was so convincing that I got on a plane and came. And this is either my fifth or sixth or seventh visit, I don't know how many. And the dynamic magnetism of the faith and the contagious Christianity of Eric Lindsay has just continually drawn me here again and again. I have the privilege to travel the world and to preach the Word of God in many, many places. I am often asked, if I did not live in the United States, where would I live? My answer is always Northern Ireland. And as I have reflected on that answer, I know it's because Eric Lindsay has been here in Northern Ireland. He has been such a facilitator of ministry. He has been a force for the gospel of Jesus Christ. God has used him to draw preachers here, to set up meetings for the Word of God. He has given tirelessly to the work of God. I think I would have to say that Eric Lindsay is the most godly Christian I've ever known. My youngest son, John, came here when he was in college to be with me because I wanted him to meet Eric. And when I texted John that Eric had passed away, my son John texted back to me these words: "Eric might be the greatest human being I have ever met. Period. Completely selfless. Period." I would have to add my amen to that. With Eric now gone, I feel like Paul has lost Barnabas, my sidekick in the ministry. My last moment with Eric, I was here less than 2 months ago. Eric picked me up at the Dublin airport. He drove me to a golf course he had set up for me to play. He paid for me to play. He drove me to the meeting. He drove me to every meeting that I preached at. And when it came time for me to leave, he drove me to the Belfast airport. It was pouring rain that day. It was a deluge. And as we pulled up to the airport, I said, "Eric, just drop me at the curb. I can hop out very quickly." Eric would not drop me at the curb. He parked in the parking lot. I grabbed my suitcase and briefcase and made a dash. Puddles of water were that high. I got in the terminal, turned around and looked, and here comes Eric pulling my golf bag with the umbrella over my golf bag. And his face and hair, well, maybe not much hair, but he was just drenched. It looked like he took the sewer to get there. What a last memory for me to have of Eric. He was a servant of the servants. And my last moment with him, as he gave me my golf bag, gave me a big bear hug, and then headed back out into the rain when he could have just so easily dropped me at the curb. He wanted to help me. That is so Christ-like. Jesus said, "For the greatest among you shall be the servant of all." I don't know at this age if I have a best friend in the world, but if I do, it would have to be Eric Lindsay. Let me pray. Father, how we thank you that you poured out your grace upon this man. You chose him before the foundation of the world to be yours. You entrusted him to your son when he came into this world. And your son died for Eric upon the cross and purchased and secured his eternal salvation. And Father, we praise you that you sent the Spirit into this world to draw Eric to the Savior. And you caused him to be born again unto a living hope. And from that moment, we give you praise that you have been at work within Eric, both to will and to work for your good pleasure. We have seen so much of your son in Eric's life. And we have been the recipient of much love and service from him. I pray that all of us here today will be challenged to live more like Jesus Christ and to follow him. And for any here today who do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, Father, I pray that today would be the day that you would break through and bring them into your kingdom. Lord, I pray for the Lindsay family that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out the fullness of your peace and comfort and joy and grace upon them, that you would lavish your kindness and your compassion upon them. And so, Father, as we spend this time together, and as we remember Eric, we know that it is only because Jesus Christ died for Eric and lived within Eric. And Jesus Christ was the one who made all the difference in this man's life. We offer thanks to you that you made Eric a trophy of your grace. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.